This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an amazing Friday. There's so much amazing stuff going down out there. Journalists are finally getting arrested. It's just like I've always dreamed of. We'll talk about that briefly. There are some... All right, I'm going to be very, very careful when we discuss this because there are children listening. There are some new Epstein files released. There's some new information that came out today from the Epstein files about Bill Gates. And we're going to have to talk about that. I'm going to try to be mature. I give you my word, I'm going to try to be mature, and I'm going to keep a straight face, but we'll discuss that on a Friday. We'll make fun of this Black Lives Matter person who got arrested, all that. There are so many great emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, as you may imagine, long have I dreamt of the day where we can put journalists in this country in handcuffs. Long have I imagined a world where we can just walk into CNN and just arrest everybody. It's been a dream of mine for quite some time. No, all right, in all seriousness, Don Lemon and a bunch of street animals invaded a church in Minneapolis. Oh, St. Paul, I'm sorry. Invaded a church in St. Paul. The animals were already arrested. Some of them. Here was one of them. Nkema Levy Armstrong with one of the great quotes of all time.
We had belly chains around our waist, and we had handcuffs with bars in the middle. As someone who majored in African American studies, I can tell you that that is the closest I ever felt to slavery in my life. Being shackled as if I was...
I majored in African American studies. Well, I think we see one of the problems already. It felt like slavery. No, you're a communist street animal. You invaded a church. Don Lemon, with foreknowledge of the invasion, was there with them during the invasion, also videoed as the people came out, in fact, bragged about it, doubled down on it.
And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that entitlement comes from a supremacy, a white supremacy. And
Don Lemon got arrested for participating in a federal felony. Here was Pam Bondi.
Make no mistake. Under President Trump's leadership and this administration, you have the right to worship freely and safely. And if I haven't been clear already, if you violate that sacred right, we are coming after you.
Now, this is where you're probably tempted to say, maybe you're already saying, but Jesse, okay, Don Lemon got arrested, that's good. Communist street animals got arrested, that's good, but... we're not going to get convictions, or Jesse, the trial hasn't even started yet. And totally valid, a completely valid thing to say. I certainly thought it myself. All right. I thought it myself. However, it's not fun to get arrested. Don Lemon spent the night in jail. Do you have any idea what legal protection costs? Don Lemon is being charged, from what I understand, with at least one federal felony. Now, you can say, well, he's going to get out, the jury. Okay, all right, I got that. I understand all that. But you know what he's going to have to pay for a lawyer? Do you know what it's like to have to go to trial a week, 2 week long trial, sink $100,000, $500,000? $1 million maybe into legal fees? And always keep in mind, you have it over your head that, wow, when this trial is over, I might be going to federal prison. Now, what am I trying to say? Sending a message matters. Elections matter. November mattered a lot. Animals in St. Paul, Minnesota, planned, organized, and carried out a terrorist act in a church to disrupt people as they were there worshiping God. Under the Biden administration, and it would certainly be the case under a Doam administration, there would not only be no criminal penalties happening right now, these people would probably be getting congressional medals of freedom from Joe Biden in the White House for what they did. Instead, they were shackled, just like the slaves.
We had belly chains around our waist, and we had handcuffs with bars in the middle. As someone who majored in African American studies, I can tell you that that is the closest I ever felt to slavery in my life. Mm. Being shackled as if I was a slave.
Isn't that wonderful? These people are experiencing pain. And do you know what the result of that is going to be? Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. I would venture a guess, and I could very well be wrong. In fact, Chris, write this down. Because if I'm wrong, I will do a callback, and I will admit on the air nationally that I am wrong. Communist street activity in the United States of America is no doubt going to continue for the rest of Donald Trump's time in office. I admit that. I am putting a statement out right now. You watched the last time a church is going to be invaded by street animals in this country in Donald Trump's 3 years. Why? Because communists only understand fear and pain. Whether we get actual trials and convictions and prison time, I don't know. I'm certainly not going to say that. You know as well as I do how it works in these blue areas. All you need is one Democrat on the jury, and they're going to acquit all. I understand all that. Totally fair. But we beat up on Pam Bondi as often as we do. I know I do. We got to give credit where credit is due. Street animals arrested. Don Lemon. Apparently he was at the Grammys to cover it. Off to jail for
Make
you.
Make no mistake. Under President Trump's leadership and this administration, you have the right to worship freely and safely. And if I haven't been clear already, if you violate that sacred right, we are coming after you.
That's a very good thing. Maybe you're having a down Friday. Maybe you're a little black-pilled on politics or a little black-pilled on life. Maybe it's a tough time in your life right now. I'm not minimizing any of that at all. We go through tough times. We don't go through great times. I'm not minimizing that. But man, take a minute and appreciate the fact that we do have an administration that is not against us. They're not against us, and they're offering us some level of protection. Remember Joe Biden, Joe Biden's Justice Department. We now have the memo. They were infiltrating the church. Remember that? Joe Biden's FBI, courtesy of a whistleblower, a memo from the Richmond Field Office that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, of course, with the permission of the DOJ, they were going to send informants, recruit informants in your church to go find those dangerous white supremacists. The communists were going to put people in the pews to take you and your pastor down now because you showed up in November, because you brought people to the polls, because you went out there now. When communist street animals come in, when we're trying to worship Jesus, well, enjoy those silver bracelets. That's what you got. And enjoy that slavery, Nakima.
We had belly chains around our waist, and we had handcuffs with bars in the middle. As someone who majored in African American studies, I can tell you that that is the closest I ever felt to slavery in my life. Mm. Being shackled as if I was a slave.
One of the funniest things in the world is somebody bragging that they majored in African American studies. fuck about just announcing to the world, yeah, I got a totally useless degree. I only went to college. I got a useless degree that basically guaranteed I was going to be a communist activist afterwards, because there's nothing else that an African American studies degree actually qualifies you to do in this world. It's just a guarantee you're going into the communist pipeline. That is wonderful. All right. You know how delicate I am. I'm going to carefully address the Epstein file thing next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. I swear on my life we're gonna get to your Ask Dr. Jesse question shortly. I owe those to you. But I'm gonna touch on really quickly the other big story of the day. And this is going to require a little bit of delicacy, which, you know, is my specialty. I am going to tiptoe through this like a ballerina. It'll be so graceful the way I just move. You see, the Epstein files, there's a bunch of them. Remember, there's no list. There's a bunch of different files, a bunch of different trials. Ha ha, that rhymed, Chris. We're getting more and more information as they redact this and redact that. More information is coming out. DOJ announced some of it today.
Today we are producing more than 3 million pages, including more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. In total, that means that the department produced approximately 3.5 million pages in compliance with the act.
Now, one of the things that came out today, my buddy Robbie Starbuck did the digging into this. Bill Gates, you obviously know who Bill Gates is. I won't insult your intelligence. People forget that before he was selling you a fake vaccine, while he was trying to sell environmentalism and the depopulation of the earth, Bill Gates also, he was pretty close with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we only have little bits of audio here and there. Bill Gates was asked about it. How close were they? I don't know. I don't want to make unfounded allegations. I know that his wife gave an interview. His ex-wife, Melinda, gave an interview. And she cited as one of the reasons she left him his, quote, I believe it was a direct quote, close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. I believe that's how she put it. Don't quote me on that, but that's real, real close. Bill Gates, this is all documented, spent so much time with Jeffrey Epstein that in the wake of Epstein's untimely death, when the cameras magically malfunctioned and the guards went to sleep, Bill Gates was actually asked about it by journalists.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Okay. A little creepy. Well, Robbie Starbuck went digging through all these pages of Epstein files that were released today. And, well, I'll just, you know what? I'm going to read Robbie's direct quote, because I don't want to actually quote the email, because I am mindful that children are listening. Here's what Robbie said. Wow. In the Epstein emails the DOJ dropped, Jeffrey, that would be Jeffrey Epstein, sent himself emails memorializing a fight he had with Bill Gates. In it, he says that Bill Gates got STDs from Russian hookers and then asked Jeffrey for antibiotics that Bill could secretly give to Melinda without her noticing. Just want to make sure I'm driving this point home. Remember how many lectures you got during COVID from Bill Gates about health? You remember those? I remember it like it was yesterday. It seemed like every time you turn on TV, every time you opened up social media, it was Bill Gates giving you some sort of lecture about health. Well, vaccines and boosters and vaccines and boosters, and the world needs these boosters, and I'm working for world health this and world health that. The guy who was scolding us repeatedly about our health was doing inappropriate things with Russian hookers. Apparently, not even taking any precautions. Just throwing caution to the wind. All the virus protection of a Microsoft computer. Just threw caution to the wind with Russian hookers? That's according to Jeffrey Epstein's email. I mean, obviously, I don't know what actually happened. I really, really, really do not want to know what actually happened. But that's funny, isn't it? Isn't it wild how often the people who love to control your life and lecture you about things are themselves the biggest scumbags in the world? You have to do this, and you're not allowed to do this, and don't you ever do this, and you better do this. Yet the second the cameras are off, they're on a private jet down to Epstein Island getting themselves a good case of the... How about that, huh? What, Chris? What? I didn't want to say it. I thought the sound effects would be better. What? They don't call it that anymore? I do read a lot of Vietnam books. Maybe that was it. I don't. Look, I'm certainly not the expert on it. I wouldn't know. What a dirt ball. What an absolute dirt ball. Also, what a wild man. Talk about playing fast and loose with your health, Bill. I'd say end up peeing razor blades one of these days. What, Chris? You know, we're going to move on. I'm going to move on and talk about modern political things. I just thought it was funny. Mr. Vaccine Salesman out there just living free, I guess. Living free. Being his own man. More next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Chris, that's just freaking mean. That's mean. All right, so before I get back to the emails, I'm not going to make any more fun of Bill Gates. I'm going to let it go because I'm only going to get myself into trouble. I'm just going to let it go before I get to the emails. I said to Jewish producer Chris that after the show tonight, my barber said I can come in late because, you know, I have that gala coming up. The gala, is there anything worse than a freaking gala? You got to get all dressed up and you're uncomfortable and they're always too long. A gala can never be an hour. I think it's been 5 years since I've been to a gala. They're never an hour. It always has to be like 5 hours long and the food sucks. I already told her I'm eating before. She got it. She didn't even try to fight me on it. I'm showing up full. You never show up hungry to a gala because you know you're going to get crappy. Would you like the Tuscan bean salad? No, I don't want to. Anyway, I have the gala coming up, so I got to get a haircut and a shave tonight. Of course, Jewish producer Chris was unkind because I don't have any hair. It's not just about the hair on my head. That's one. But let me clarify this, Chris. You would think, because I just kind of get my hair buzzed down, anyone can do it, right? That's what you would think. I would agree with you. However, I had to try 4 or 5 local barbers before I found someone who did it right. You know why? Let me tell you something. You may experience this one day if you go bald. Do you know what buzzing your head down is to the local barber? I'll tell you what it is. It's equivalent to ordering nachos in a restaurant. You know how restaurants interpret your nachos order? They don't take any care with it. It's a throwaway order for the kitchen. That's why they just chuck a bunch of chips on the plate. They don't try to spread the ingredients out at all. They take no care at all. They chuck a bunch of chips on the plate, and it's almost like Helen Keller just grabs a bunch of ingredients and just blops them in the middle of it. And then they send it out to you. It's a throwaway order where the restaurant can make money on it. That's exactly how they treat your hair when you're getting it buzzed down. You would think it would be easy. It is not. You will go home. You'll find long hairs all over the place. You'll find they didn't even bother trimming up that well around your ears because you went in the barbershop and you ordered the nachos. It's not just about the hair, Chris. I'm telling you, they don't care. It takes a while to find a barber who actually cares. That's one. Two, every now and then, I get my beard shaved professionally by this barber. I say professionally. It's not exactly fancy. It's just a local barber. He pulls out a straight razor and zips it up. But I can't, I've told you, I don't have any artistic ability at all. People don't understand. When I say that, people don't understand just how lacking in talent I am. I cannot, my handwriting is bad. I cannot draw a simple sketch. You would make fun of me if I tried the simplest sketch. And that's me trying, putting in an effort. I cannot sing. I cannot dance. I cannot play a musical instrument at all. I got kicked out of the band in school. I am totally artistically, I can't do anything. And my whole family's this way. We Kellys, we're more a construction people than an art people. We can't do it. Can't do it. I can't get my beard right. When I try, and I, obviously I trim it up and stuff like that at the house every week, but then when I try to do the edges and stuff, I'll look at it. I'm looking at it, and it looks fine. It looks totally even. And I'll walk out, and Ab will be all, baby, you can't go on camera like that. And I'll look, and I know she said it's uneven, and she thinks I'm lying. She said, you really can't see that? Anyway, every now and then I have to get it trimmed up. Don't make any more insulting comments about my beard and my hair, Chris. Let's get to your questions. Jesse, the flavor of the week is the Border Patrol self-defense of the radical protester, Nurse Pretty. I'm reading Christy Noem got the boot and Tom Holman is heading to Minnesota. Did the left just claim a scalp? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, they did. To make an adjustment like this means the left claimed a scalp. The Trump administration, I'm not actually going to go into my feelings on it just because I've touched on it all week long. It's not that I'm avoiding the subject. I've touched on it all week long. The Trump administration, they are mindful of public opinion on deportations. Keep this in mind. Donald Trump himself, he is not near as hardcore as you are on deportations. Not even close. He's very, very good for a GOP president. He's better than any GOP president we've had in years, and he deserves all the credit in the world for that. But don't think just because he's a lot of what you are that he's all of what you are. How many times has Donald Trump said publicly, Chris, grab one of these, please. How many times has Donald Trump said publicly just in recent months, he'll get up and he'll make a comment of, well, I mean, we do have to do something about the farmers or the hotel workers or the people who are here. He hasn't done it often. And every time he mentions it, his base freaks out. And then he kind of he quiets down about it for a while because Donald Trump's very, very good at listening to his base. So he does it. Oh, you have one, Chris? Go ahead, play. He said this more than once. It's been more than once. Go ahead.
If you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then you're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
When John McCain said stuff like that, you called him a rhino. when Lindsey Graham or James Lankford says stuff like that, you call them rhinos. Donald Trump doesn't say it often because you hate it and because I hate it. But that's how he feels. That's okay. Let me clarify. It's not that it's okay. Donald Trump is step one. Donald Trump is the beginning of the America First movement. He is not the end. You won't ever see the end. Neither will I. No matter how old you are, you will be dead and gone, and the America First movement will keep building and changing, and it will have new leaders as time marches on. Don't get trapped in this bubble thinking where now is the end of everything. It is just these 3 years. No, that's not how it works. We are at 2 million plus deportations the first year. That, of course, includes self-deportations, which is the large part of that. I think it's like 1.5 million self-deportations. 2 million after the first year. Well, that's not enough. You're right. Not enough. It's a start. We will hopefully exceed that next year. We have the numbers. The first time in half a century, we have negative net migration to this country. Did Donald Trump toss Kristi Noem and Greg Bovino because he didn't like the videos that the communists were clashing? Of course. Of course. Yes. He caved a little. He did. He didn't cave all the way. He sent Tom Homan in. He's not exactly soft and cuddly. Didn't cave all the way. He did give them a scalp. I do believe it will encourage them to do more. But I have never thought that Donald Trump was the end. He's the beginning. And he's a good beginning. The next one will be better if we do our job, right? Now, let's talk about a new beginning for you. A new mobile company. Pure Talk. I know that you've heard me tell you about switching to Pure Talk. You have Verizon. You have T-Mobile. You have AT&T. And I know that you want to save money. Everyone does. And you want your money to go to a company who shares your values. Everyone wants that. The only reason you wouldn't switch is you're worried about service. Well, Pure Talk's on the exact same towers. It's the same service. Or switching's a pain. Jesse, I don't want to go through all that. Jesse, it's a pain. I already have my plan. You know you can switch over during the break, right? If you pick up your phone and you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you not only save a fortune, you will speak to an American who's pleasant and speaks English, and you'll be switched over fast and easy. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's dig back into these. The three-legged stool. Keep in mind, I keep using that term because it's accurate. The Democrat Party, it's the part of the stool, the bar stool, where you sit your butt on. It has three legs that hold it up. Not four, three legs. FFC, fraud, foreigners, and cheating in elections. Without those things, there is no Democrat Party. It is a 20% party. It is unpopular. Nobody wants the things these people want. This guy says, sparkling water and gelato, Jesse. I didn't order sparkling water, and it wasn't gelato. It was regular water with ice cream. Anyway, which leg of the three-legged stool is the most important to the communists, and which is the easiest for us to break? The foreigners, the fraud, or the cheating? Well, the reason I love the stool analogy is you can picture it, right? You can picture that stool, and you can picture the three legs. Now, which angle are the legs? They're all going towards each other, right? They start wide at the bottom, and they're going towards each other, and they have to kind of converge to hold up the Democrat Party. Why I love this is All three of these work together, you see. Together. And if you start chopping away at any one of them, it will affect the others. Any single leg that's chopped at will negatively affect the others and possibly topple over the stool. Minnesota's a perfect example since they've been in the news. What's one of the big stories out of Minnesota? Fraud. Daycare fraud. Okay. If we had to boil this down to its most simplistic term, the government is handing out your money to fraudsters. Bad, of course. But who are the fraudsters? Somalis. Foreigners we brought into the country. Somali foreigners are part of the fraud. The two F's are working together. All this Medicare fraud, Medicaid fraud. I saw recently documentation of Russian fraud. Foreigners are a critical part of the fraud. Oh, but what about the cheating in elections? What part would that play? Well, let's stick with Minnesota. Where do the Somalis live in general? In Somali communities. Somali communities, because so many of these people are sadly American citizens, these communities get ballots. How does it work? Well, your Somali leader, he will directly coordinate with the Democrat Party. He will show up to your Somali apartment complex. You can show up at an apartment complex in Minneapolis. I have friends who've told me about these things. Every single one is a Somali. There's no one else there. They're all Somalis. The Somalis are the apartment complex. Democrat coordinates with a Somali leader. He shows up at the Somali apartment complex. Give me your ballots. Maybe they're filled out. Maybe you're not. What's the net result? Every single vote in that apartment complex from the Somali community in the apartment complex ends up, by some miracle, getting filled out for Tim Walz and Jacob Fry. I can't tell you whether it's fraud, foreigners, or cheating, which part is most important, because they all work together in different ways. Now, the foreigners, they're central to this. But so is cheating. Cheating is central to it. As far as the fraud goes, remember, do you remember there was a guy in Lewiston, Maine? Lewiston, Maine had a Somali politician who got busted. I play the audio for you on the show. Chris, grab that audio if you can. The guy, the Somali from Lewiston, Maine, he stood up and he told the elected officials, look, it was an obvious threat, and he wasn't even that subtle about the whole thing. Hey, you're going after the Somali community. If you continue this, we're going to reconsider our support for the... Here it was.
My name is Mohammed. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Somali community in Lewiston. Some of you sitting here today, we voted for you. We elected you to protect our community interests, not creating division or go after one elected member from our community. If this narrative continues, our community will be forced to re-examine our relationship or political relationship, including our relationship with the Democratic Party and who will be voting in the future. This is not a threat.
Hey, Democrats, this is click-click. We elected you to protect us. Well, what's the deal? The fraud is how you buy their vote. That Somali representative who shows up at the apartment complex and finds a way to gather all the votes from those people who live there for Democrats, that Somali representative doesn't do it out of the kindness of his heart or her heart. There's a payoff there. Bribery is as old as mankind itself. There's a payoff there. Hey, I understand you guys... You have a couple daycares. Those daycares could probably use some taxpayer money, huh? Well, we got an election coming up. I'd really love the support of your community. If I can count on that support, probably be able to help you out getting some of that sweet daycare money. It's all a scam. The Democrat Party is a crime family. And when you understand that it operates exactly like a crime family, for honestly the exact same reason a crime family operates, then it all kind of lays out for you and makes perfect sense. The fraud, the foreigners, and the cheating, they all work together. We have so much more. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.